Cultural and social links between Scotland and Italy will be celebrated this weekend with a series of events in the historic city of Cassino. A group of Scots school pupils will be part of the project, researching the impact of Italian migration to Scotland under the title Detecting Italy. I've been hearing more from Professor Federica Pedriali of Edinburgh University. She told me that there were two distinct waves of migration from North and Mid Italy.
Most of the Scots-Italian based in Scotland come from central Italy and from Tuscany. So central Italy overall, because Tuscany is also central Italy. So we have Tuscany, and the majority of people coming from Tuscany, from Barga, from Lucca, they are based actually in the west of Scotland. Whereas 60% of the Scots-Italian based in Scotland come from Picenisco, which is southeast of Rome. And that is, you know, the other side, if you want, of the Italian migration to Scotland.
Why is that? Why should there have been that split?
It's an amazing story. And this is why we are working, to solve the mystery. And that's another way of detecting Italy, if you want, because we are detecting Italy in the way it settled in Scotland. And the point is that, obviously, poverty, need to perhaps, you know, they hope to find a better place to where to live, pushed people in the 1880s up to basically the 1950s to migrate big way. Italy is a great migrant nation, and I say it in the positive sense, in the sense that Scotland is a great migrant nation, and this is where perhaps the two cultures meet.
Is there any sensitivity about that meeting of cultures, though? Because at the time of the outbreak of the Second World War, I mean, there were certainly incidents where Scots were quite hostile to some Italians who'd settled, say, in Leith Walk in Edinburgh and places like that. You know, there's quite a lot of talk of that people who had settled in say, Edinburgh for quite a long time, but were suddenly subjected to this sort of abuse from neighbours that they thought of as friends.
Yes, absolutely. And there have been ups and downs, and inevitably, I mean, these two countries were involved in the ups and downs of history. I mean, Italy declared war on Great Britain in 1940, and it's difficult to explain it and to accept it, and today it sounds sensitive, and it was very sensitive then. At the same time, you must accept, and we must accept as, let's say, Scots-Italian or representatives of the Italians abroad, that the tension was inevitable at that stage. Italians had integrated extremely well, were hardworking, were very visible because they were running, you know, shops, businesses on the streets. And that means, you know, that they were recognisable as, well, the foreign element in our midst, the sort of enemy alien they became overnight was traumatic, was a status change that was traumatic to families and people. And today, I would say that this is a community that hasn't told its story yet. And this is why our project, perhaps, it's particularly timely.
Other resonances too, though, in the fact that you're going to Cassino, which is obviously one of these iconic places of the Second World War, Monte Cassino, and the battles that happened there. There would have been Scots soldiers perhaps taking part in some of that. I mean, is there going to be any talk of that while you're there?
Yes, there is. I want to add one little piece of evidence of how relevant things are and how convergent they are. And then I'll come back to your question, because through chance, and we've discovered this only later, only after, the awards were made in 2012, one of the winners of the Scottish, in the Scottish junior category, Freddie Green, his grandfather fought in the Battle of Monte Cassino in 1944. And this is, to me, is particularly touching, because we are not just addressing a theoretical issue. We're not just addressing, if you want, the lack of a history, written by Italians and for Italians in Scotland. We are taking people to Monte Cassino, which is the iconic place you mentioned, so that, you know, ages and communities meet around primarily an exhibition of material that is beginning to be archived in our archive. This was established last year in September as a result of an award of a grant by the Carnegie Trust for the Universities of Scotland. But the beauty of it is that we're bringing people to where it mattered, and the icon where it matters is really known to us all. So taking kids and artifacts and books and ourselves and our ideas to Monte Cassino, I think is particularly relevant, because that is also the base from which so many Italians left.
It's Professor Federica Pedrialli of Edinburgh University.
And that's all from us this morning. Now we're handing over to Shireen. Good morning.